Last couple of days, we've been talking about the Mishnah here on Kuf Tezayin Amud Aleph, Rabbi Gamliel HaYomer. Rabbi Gamliel has a principle that if you don't say Pesach Matzah Mor on the Seder night, you're not Yotzei Yidei Chavosim. So we mentioned, the very first cheetah that we mentioned was the Ran. The Ran said he doesn't mean that you're not going to be Yotzei at all. Maybe some other Rishonim hold like that, but the Ran says it means you're not Yotzei B'Shleimuso. You're not Yotzei B'Shleimuso. And we pointed out from the Ran, from his comparison to the Gemara, the Mishnah in Sukkah, and Daf Chav Ches, the Ran seems to say that Rabbi Gamliel's whole halach is a din d'rabbanim. The fact that you have to mention Pesach Matzah Mara, that's a din d'rabbanim, as he compares to a situation where Chazal make gzeirah d'rabbanim, if you don't sit in the Sukkah in a certain way, then you're not going to be Yotzei. So the impression you get from the Ran is that the whole thing is a din d'rabbanim. So if that's the case, then what emerges is that the Ran says that min haTorah you can fulfill the mitzvah sipritzias v'sayim on the Seder night without Pesach Matzah Mara. It sounds like the Ran would say that you can fulfill the mitzvah of sipritzias Mitzrayim by just saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim with the stam haskara ba'almin. So that's the comment that the Minchas Chinuch makes in the midst of his whole discussion, his whole thesis of what is the difference between zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim and sipritzias Mitzrayim. We have two mitzvahs. We have a mitzvah each and every day. We talk a pasuk twice a day, but we have a mitzvah at least each and every day to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, and we have a mitzvah on the Seder night, that Yigadot al Levincha Bayam Ahu Leymar, Bavur Zahas Hashem Yibetzesi Mi Mitzrayim. We have to tell our children about Yetzias Mitzrayim. What's the difference? What's this chadesh in the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim that we didn't have in Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? So this is a question that the Minchas Chinuch raises in the context of this Ran. So let's go through some of the ideas of the Minchas Chinuch, and we'll pedal back to the Ran. We'll see the Minchas Chinuch's answer from his kasha on the Ran, based on his premise, based on the background that he gives. So he's troubled in mitzvah chafal of what exactly is the difference between these two mitzvahs. So he says, well, first of all, if you go like the Chacham and the Ben Zalma, if you say Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim only applies by day. You know, the pasuk says, "Mantizkos yom tzeischa me eretz Mitzrayim kol yimei chayecha." So the shaila is, what does kol yimei chayecha come to be marbe? So the chachamim say it's marbe yimos hamashiach. It's not marbe laila. There's a mitzvah zechiras yetzias Mitzrayim only by yom, once a day, every day. That's it. The pasuk, the phrase kol yimei chayecha is marbe even yimos hamashiach. You'll have a mitzvah zechiras yetzias Mitzrayim. We know Ben Zalma argues, right? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's famous statement that he didn't realize there's a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim b'layla atche drasha Ben Zalma. Ben Zalma claims that kol yimei chayecha is mar b'laylos, that you have a chiyuv of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every day, but not just once a day every day, but twice a day, once in the morning and once at night. So says the Minchas Chinuch, according to the Chachamim de Ben Zalma, the whole question of what the difference between Zechira and Sipur is all about, the question doesn't even begin, because Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is only by day. So even if you chayiv each and every day, but you're not chayiv at night. So you're not chayiv at night, and we understand that on Leil Tesvav, it's Neschadish, that there's a new mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim b'layla. There's a new mitzvah to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim b'layla, so that's what's Neschadish in the mitzvah of Sipur. But he says it's very difficult to just rely on that answer, because most Rishonim Paskin like Ben Zalma, not like the Chachamim. If you hold there's a mitzvah Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim each and every night, in addition to the day, so then tackle what is the nafkamina? What's the chiddush between Zechiras as opposed to Sipur? So first he wants to suggest, along the lines of the Prima Gadim that we've seen before, that maybe the mitzvah of Zechiras one can fulfill Behira. This is the Prima Gadim that we saw a number of weeks ago in the Psicha Tilchas Kriya Shema in Oz Dalet. Kimagadim wants to say, Vihigadat Olevincha teaches me that Tzipri Yetzias Mitzrayim needs a Haggadah Befeh, that you have to speak, that you need a Haggadah Befeh, you need a Sipur Befeh. You have to actually say the words, you have to be Mazkir. It's not enough just to be Zocher Belev, to be Mahara Belev, but actually you must be Mazkir Befeh. And that's the chiluk, says the Prima Gadim, between Zechira and the Sipur. Zechira you can fulfill Behira, but Sipur you have to fulfill Behagadah, you have to fulfill through Sipur Befeh. And based on that, the Prima Gadim wants to answer as well the famous kasha that many ask on the Rambam. Why does the Rambam not count Zechira and Yetzias Mitzrayim as a mitzvah? He counts Sipur, but not Zechira. Why is Zechira any worse? Why shouldn't it be counted as a mitzvah? So the Prima Gadim suggests that maybe the Rambam doesn't count mitzvahs that are tali b'machshava. He doesn't count that as part of the tarayag. So therefore, zechir, which is only b'machshava, which is zechir b'leiv, behirur, that's why the Ram doesn't count it as part of tarayag. The Prima Gadim himself is troubled with this answer. It's very difficult to say the Ram doesn't count any mitzvah shev machshava, because in Ilchus Deis, the Rambam counts a lot of mitzvahs that are machshava. Emunah b'Hashem and Avas Hashem. These are mitzvah shev machshava. It's difficult. He leaves it b'tzarachim. The Prima Gadim earlier suggests a different answer to this kasha. The Prima Gadim earlier wants to say, you know why the Rambam doesn't count Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? Even though maybe it really is a mitzvah. It is a mitzvah, even if it is b'machshava, it should be counted. The Prima Gadim says, because it's not mefurish in the pasuk. It is not mefurish in the pasuk. Here's this comment of the Prima Gadim. Let's see. He says, Chodem mechuyev la'azbi Yetzias Mitzrayim, Bayomu balayla, kanira shemitzah se min haTorah, because the drasha ben zama, yeah. V'lama lo menoh haRambam zal mitzah se b'fnei atzma, lo kan b'lchus kriyashma, v'lo b'psicha, al hilchosov, shakosov, rak mitzvah sase achas likros kriyashma, levad. He doesn't have it in the minyan mitzvahs. He doesn't have it anywhere. Why not? So then Prima Gadim suggests, miyu, yesh lomar de b'yom mitzvah sase loma yitzias Mitzrayim, Avo balayla da asim me ribuya de kol yemei chayecha lahavi alaylos. The mitzvah of zechiras yetzias mitzrayim balayla comes from a ribuya of kol. Kol, it's not beferish. Laman tizkar es yom. So it sounds like the mitzvah bayom is mentioned beferish in the pasuk, but the ribuy, the din of layla, it doesn't say laylos and laylos in the pasuk. It says kol yemei chayecha. So kol is mar balaylos. The kvayadua the kamili abayim. The Prima Gadim says, I'm not denying that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa, but because it only comes from a ribuy, so therefore it's not nimna b'minyan tarayag. Minyan tarayag is a specific minyan. So even if it is a concept d'oraisa, maybe it's even a mitzvah d'oraisa. But it comes from a ribuy, it's not mefurish in the Torah. So it's not mefurish in the Torah, so therefore it's not counted as part of the tarayag mitzvahs. That's a different answer the Prima Gadim gives. And then he suggests the answer that we mentioned, that maybe a yotzi zechira behir her, but sipra requires hagada befer. So if it's only behir, that's why it's not counted as part of tayag, and he gets into trouble with them. Right? So this is the back and forth of the Prima Gadim. The Rav in the Shiurim Lezecher Abba Mori, which is a two-volume work of all the Yahrzeit Shiurim, or many of the Yahrzeit Shiurim that the Rav gave for his father, on the Yahrzeit of his father on Gimel Shvat. So there are a lot of beautiful, beautiful shiurim classics of the Rav. But what's interesting is that in the shiurim Lezecher Abba Mori and Chelek Aleph, before the Rav has, before the Yahrzeit shiurim themselves, he has a kuntras binyani kriyishma. The kuntras binyani kriyishma was not one of the Yahrzeit shiurim. It just was published together with the Yahrzeit shiurim. It's a meridik shiur. It's an amazing shiur. And attack it in the footnotes. That's where the Rav describes the differences between Zechira and Sipur, and he adds the idea of Halel that we mentioned. So there's a lot in the pnim of that kuntras, and also in the footnotes as well. So there, the beginning of the kuntras, Binyani Kriyishma, the Rav quotes Reb Chaim, who suggests two other answers why Zechira Sitiyas Hashem is not mentioned by the Rambam, not counted by the Rambam as part of the Tayyar. He says, first, Reb Chaim wants to suggest that since Bimos HaMashiach, it's not going to be Nohe, the mitzvah of Zechir Yetzias Mitzrayim is not going to be Nohe. Again, according to the Chacham Ben Zoma, even Bimos HaMashiach, we're going to have Zechir Yetzias Mitzrayim. But according to Ben Zoma, if Kol Yom HaChayach is Mar B'Leilo, so then we have a mitzvah of Zechir Yetzias Mitzrayim Bayom of HaLeilo, Bizman HaZeh, but Bimos HaMashiach, there is no mitzvah. So if it's not Nohe L'Doros, so then the Rambam doesn't count it as a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that's only knowing now. It's not Ledoros. So such a mitzvah, the Rambam is not going to count. That's one answer Reb Chaim wanted to give. And then Reb Chaim wanted to suggest, and this is what the Rav takes off on, that maybe the mitzvah Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is not counted because it's included in another mitzvah. The Rambam doesn't double count mitzvahs. If Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is included in another mitzvah, that's why it's not counted as a separate mitzvah. Which mitzvah is Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim included in? Anyone? The mitzvah of what? Of Kriyashma. Right? The mitzvah of Kabbalah, the mitzvah of Kriyashma, maybe Zechiras Yetzias Hashem is part of the mitzvah Kriyas Shema. It's the same idea, to be Makabel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, to be Makabel, Malchuso, Avduso, it's the same basic idea. And in fact, the Rambam describes the different prakim of Kriyas Shema. He actually holds that all three prakim are Taka Daraisa. And after he says that Parsha Sitzis is part of Kriyas Shema, he says, V'hein hein hanikroim Kriyas Shema. These three parshas are called Kriyas Shema. So it sounds like the Parsha of Sitzis is also a chelek of Kriyas Shema. There's no reason to mention, the idea of Sitzis. Sitzis is a beautiful mitzvah, but why mention Sitzis as part of Kriyas Shema? It's not the Sitzis, it's the Zechiras Yetzias Hashem that you have in the Parsha of Sitzis. That's the chelek of Kriyas Shema. So it sounds like the Rambam is making this very point. The Rambam is saying that Zechiras Yetzias Hashem is part of the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema. It's up to Pchayim. Maybe that's why the Rambam didn't count it as part of the Tayag mitzvah, because it has a different mitzvah. It's part of Kriyas Shema, so there's no need to double count it. Okay, these are different answers that the Achronim give. This is a whole discussion. What is the difference between Zechira? Excuse me, why is it that the Rambam doesn't count Zechiras Yetzias Hashem as a separate mitzvah? But one of the answers the Prima Gadim gave is that since it's a mitzvah sheba machshava, mitzvah machshava salev, so therefore the Rambam doesn't count it as part of Tayag. Now that answer is what the Prima Gadim uses to explain the difference between Zechiras Yetzias Hashem and Sipur Yetzias Hashem. These are two questions. Right? One is, what's the chiddush between Zechira and Sipur? And secondly, why does the Rambam not count Zechira as part of Tayag mitzvahs? So the Prima Gadim, in one of his answers to the second question, wants to suggest that Zechiras Yetzias Hashem is a mitzvah behira. So if it's a mitzvah behira, then we understand, A, why the Rambam didn't count it as part of the Tayag mitzvahs. That's debatable, as he himself points out. But B, we can understand the chiluk between Zechira and Sipur. Sipur requires Haggadah Befer, and Zechira is only B'machshav B'Soleif. Okay, this is the answer that the Prima Gadim wants to give. The Menchas Chinuch is very troubled with the Prima Gadim. He says, how can it be? Zechira Yomakayim B'Lev. He says, look at the Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh is a long Arichas. It's G'day, if you have time, look at the Shagas Aryeh in Simon Yud Gimel. Shagas Aryeh goes back and forth with this, and he brings Rayas. That he says, prove that you can't fulfill Zechiras Yetzias Hashem Behira. So, Frank the Menchas Chinuch, it's a nice answer that some give, but it's not accepted. La halacha, it's not accepted. There are too many rayas against it, he says. So he suggests. So he suggests that maybe the Prima Gadim is incorrect. Microphone trouble. Let's try this one. So, you know, people have different things up their sleeve. I have microphones up my sleeve. Strange. Okay. So the Menchas Chinuch. The Menchas Chinuch here in packet 22, page 7. He says, "V'gamin lomer the Talmud dai behira dechsev tizkor." Ayin Megillah, Zohar, Yochel Belev, right? Zohar, I think Belev. Then we learned that no, Zohar Shetayshana Beficham. He says, look at the Shagas Aryeh, Shagas Aryeh, Herach Levar, Shein Yotzi Dechavasa Behirim. So that answer is not an answer either. There was one answer that if you go like the Chachamim de Ben Zoma, so then there's no mitzvah Balayla. So of course, Sipur is Balayla, that's the extra. The second answer was that even if you go like Ben Zoma, that there's a mitzvah both by Yom and Balayla, maybe a kind of mitzvah of Zechira Behirher, and the mitzvah of Sipur requires Haggadah Befer, requires Diba, but that seems to be upended by the Shagas Aryeh. Says the Menchas Chinuch, what's a third option that you might have? That you'll say that that Haskara, that Zechira, it's just the Haskara Ba'alma. You just have to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. That's it. And Sipur requires more than that. Sipur requires more than that. That's what you might want to suggest. Reb Chaim suggested that. That's a famous Reb Chaim, a famous Brisker Rav. The Emet Brocha quotes the Brisker Rav in a very beautiful way. He has a very nice write-up of this Brisker Rav. it's really Reb Chaim and the Stencils. I guess you could say Reb Chaim and the Stencils is a collection of different people. So maybe that Chelek and the Stencils is really from the Brisker Rav. I'm not sure. But that's the Mesorah in Beis Harav, is that they wanted to claim that Zechira and Tzipa really are fundamentally different mitzvahs. Zechira Yemekayim Bahazkara Ba'alma, and Tzipa requires much more. That's the Rambam. They basically say, look at the Rambam in Ilchas Chametz Matzah Perek Zayin. We've been looking at this Rambam over and over and over again for the last month and seeing more and more in the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? He describes what Haggadah is. He says, first of all, you need Derech Sheilu Tshuva. Secondly, you need Mascha Beginusa Messiah B'Sheva. And thirdly, you need Pesach Matzah Mor. And after that, the Rambam says, V'chol Eilu Dvarim Nikroim Haggadah. That's Haggadah. So it sounds like V'higadah Talavincha, according to the Rambam, requires these three elements. You're not Yotzi with just the Hazkara Ba'alma. We pointed out the Rav in the Shiur Mosech Rabbi Mori, the footnote, adds that from the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs, you get the impression that there's a fourth element too, and that is Hallel. That Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim has to bring a person to Hallel. That's also a chelik of the mitzvah. The Rambam includes it within the mitzvah. The Chol Mi Sheyarbe, the Benisim V'Naflo, She'asa Lanu Avaseinu, Me'ovel V'Ashalokach Nikmaseinu, the Ovel that the mitzvah did, and then Mikom HaKadosh Baruch Hu took from the mitzvah. The Rambam says that if a person is marbe in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, in the Nisim and the Flos, and marbe in the Hallel, hareze mishubach. So it's clear the Rambam is assuming that Hallel is a part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim as well. The Emek Bracha explains that this could be why the Baal Haggadah, it could explain the order of the Haggadah. What does the Baal Haggadah say? The Baal Haggadah begins with the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. He quotes Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And then he says, Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, Keneged Abba Abanim Dibra Torah, Yochol Me'erash Chodesh Tamalon Bayam Ahu, etc. Then he has Maskel Beginusim Messiah B'Shevach. Then he quotes Rabbi Gamliel Haya Omer. What's he doing over here? And then after that, Bechol David Archayav Adam Lewis is Azur Kilu Yotzim Mi Mitzrayim, and we have the Hallel. What's the Ishtalshus? What's the Seder Hadvarim of the Haggadah? So the Emek Brocha wants to suggest that the Baal Haggadah is following the Rambam. He's trying to explain what is Nischadesh on the Seder night. We have a mitzvah Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim Kol HaLaila every night of the year. So what is this chadesh on Pesach night? So he says, well, first of all, Keneged Abba Abanim Dibra Torah, which implies that you're supposed to have a she'elu tshuva. There's supposed to be a give and take with the children. And then he says, Maschal Begnos Messiah B'Shevach. That's the second element of the Rambam. And then he has what? Rabbi Gamliel Hoya Omer, Kol Shalom Shalosh Shalosh Me'elu B'Pesach Lo Yotzi Dechavosah. And then when he finishes everything, he has the Hallel. This is mamish what the Rambam says. These are all the elements of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it could be the purpose of the Baal Haggadah is not only to enable us to fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it's mamish keseder. He takes us, it's a sheer kloli to explain the differences. That's the answer to the question that we had before. Why do we mention Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's Mishnah that he talks about when the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim applies? It applies by day and by night. What do we need that for? We're talking about Sipur. The answer is, we're trying to show what is Zechira and how do we fulfill Sipur? What is added to the mitzvah in order to get to Sipur? So according to the Brisker Rav and the Chaim, the whole Haggadah, the whole Seder night really makes perfect sense. We're really talking about every single element. Start with Zechira, and then we talk about every element of Sipur, and that's how we're making the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It comes the Minchas Chinuch and says, it sounds like a nice idea, but that can't be the answer. Can't be the answer. He says there are many mefarshim that seem to disagree. The Pri Chodesh, for example, says that you makayim the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim by just saying Zeicher Letzias Mitzrayim and Kiddush. Right, we had that Pri Chodesh. And he says the Ran as well. The Ran who says that Rabbi Gamliel's halacha only teaches me that you're not yotze b'shleimus unless you mention Pesach Matzah Mor. Haynu min amuvcha karoy. and he brings a raya from Sukkah. The Ran says, Minatara, you're certainly mekayim the mitzvah sipitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzit without Pesach Matzimah. So Zokta Melchasinah, from the Ran, you get the impression that you don't need all the elaboration in order to fulfill the mitzvah sipitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzit, just as Karabama should be sufficient. So we're back to square one, Frekta Melchasinah. We had three answers here. According to the Chacham, the Ben Zalma, the Chilik is Pasha, there's no mitzvah balayla, but on the Seder night there's a mitzvah. According to the Prima Gadim, you could have said that the Chilik is Zechira. Zechir is just behirhur, and Sipur is bedibur. The problem is the Shagasayah threw that out of the water. Shagasayah brings many rayas that even Zechira has to be bedibur. That Zohar always means bedibur, and Laman Tizkar also means bedibur. A third option would have been to say that even if Zechira requires dibur, but Sipur requires much more, requires all these extra elements that Reb Chaim and the Brisker Rav added, based on the Rambam. So, but Frektim and Chassidah, there are many Mefarshim that deny that say that a simple statement is enough to fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur. So what's the Chiluk Frektim and Chassidah? He's bothered with the Ran. We sort of picked up the Minchas Chinah. We picked up his discussion in the middle. That he says from the Ran, you see that Rabbi Gamliel's halach is only a dinder Rabbanan. So it's only a dinder Rabbanan. So you see, Minatoria can be also the mitzvah of Sipur and Sipur with just a Zechira Ba'alma. So if that's the case, what's the Chiluk? What's the Chiluk between Zechira and Sipur or Frektim and Chassidah? So Zog Demir Chaskin Echal Tayyub, the chilek is v'higarata levincha. L'chadchila, the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is supposed to be to tell the son, not just to make a statement. Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is just to make a statement. A statement bein ol v'ein atzmo is sufficient, but a statement bein ol v'ein atzmo by Sipur is not sufficient. Okay, the Braisa says, if you don't have a child, then shol es atzmo. A person still has a mitzvah of Sipur. But Zog Demir Chaskin Echal, That Bryce is not telling you that you have the mitzvah of Sipur if the child is not there. No, he's just saying you have the regular mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's not Sipur, he says. It's a chiddush that the Melchas Chinuch suggests. That the Bryce is really talking about two different mitzvahs. That im chacham beno shalo, im lav ishto shalo, so, or two people ask each other, and if a person is alone, right, so then he asks himself. So is that all one mitzvah? According to the Melchas Chinuch, it's not one mitzvah. If the child is there, v'higarata levincha tells me that there's a mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Maybe even if someone else is there and it's not a child, there's also a mitzvah of Sipur because you're telling someone else. But beino levein atzmo, the Melchas Chinuch wants to say that that's the regular din of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim v'kol hashana kulo. Sipur is dafka levno, kana mitzvah l'saper levno, avlam l'mein imo, acher, ha-mitzvah l'hazke ba'atzmo, shova l'shar halelos. Big chiddush. So he says, but that's the answer, according to the Ran. That's what you have to say, because the Ran holds that the mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is just as Karab Alma. These extra elements, Pesach Matzamar, and all the other elements, that's only a Dinder Rabbanan. So the only answer, says the Minchas Chinuch, is to say, the Higarata Levincha teaches me that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is supposed to be Beino Levein Acherim. You got to be Mesaper to someone else. Make a statement. Just tell someone else that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. You don't need all the Arichus. But you got to tell it to someone else. If you don't have someone else, then the mitzvah is only a mitzvah zechira, like zechira is Yetzias Mitzrayim of kol leilos Hashem. Okay, so this is how the Minchas Chinuch answers the kasha that he has on the Ran. Right, that the Ran says that the Pesach Matzimar is not part of the din daraisa bechalal. It's only a derabbanan. Aye, so what's the difference between zechira and sipur? It must be that sipur is to tell someone else, and zechira is just to speak out without necessarily telling someone else. Mori Bram. The Melchas Chinuch is obviously arguing with that Rambam. Right? The Melchas Chinuch is saying that he's not beholden to the Rambam. He doesn't even quote the Rambam. Right? But according to the Rambam, you'd have to say that even Beino Levein Atzmo, there is a mitzvah of Sipur. It's not shver on the Rambam. The Rambam, like the Brisker Rav points out, the Rambam holds the chiluk between Zechira and Sipur is obvious. Sipur is much more elaborate than Zechira. The problem is, according to the Ran, that Sipur also is just a simple statement, just a Hazkara Ba'almas, and then what's the chiluk? So the Ran is not beholden to that Rambam, but the Rambam taka argues with the Minchas Chinuch. He would say that even if you don't have a child there, Shoal Asatzmo is part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, just as much as telling the child about CBS's concern. Okay, this concludes Rabbi Gamliel Hayom. Let's move on to the next sugya. The Gemara says, "I'm kufta zayin on the base." Amar of Acha bar Yaakov, suma potim ilomar agada. Sivacha bavur zeh, sivasam b'neinu zeh, malahalam prat l'suma, avkam prat l'suma. Rav Acha bar Yaakov says that a suma is potter from Hagada. He makes a zereshava from Ben Sora Mora, that it says b'neinu zeh Ben Sora Mora prat l'sumin, that if the parents are sumin, then there's no din of Ben Sora Mora. Avkan prat l'sumin b'neinu zeh bavur zeh, zereshava zeh zeh, suma is potter from Hagada. In fact, the Gemara ain't even Amar Marei Mar Shaltinu the Rabbanu the Beir of Yosef Man the Amar Gadat the Beir of Yosef Amru Rav Yosef Man the Amar Gadat the Beir of Sheshes Amru Rav Sheshes. They asked, who says the Haggadah? Who was motzi people in Haggadah in Rav Yosef's home and in Rav Sheshes's home? And they said they did it themselves. Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes were motzi others in the Haggadah, and we know that they were sumim. They were saginar. They were blind. So if Rav Acha bar Yaakov says the Suma is potter from Haggadah, so how could Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes be motzi their bnei bayis in the Haggadah? So Zok the Gemara, Kasavri Rabbanan Matzah b'zman hazeh de Rabbanan. Sisrei Torah. Kasavri Rabbanan, these Rabbanan held that Matzah b'zman hazeh de Rabbanan. So how does that change anything? Matzah b'zman hazeh de Rabbanan, which is a big chiddush. We assume ba'erev tochel matzah. So Rava says on Daf Kuf Chof that even b'zman hazeh, matzah is d'oraisa, ba'erev tochel matzahs. So they hold no, they darshan the pasuk differently. They need Ba'erev Tochel Matzos to teach me something else. To teach me that someone who's Bederech Rechoka, who's Tomei, who can't bring the Karban Pesach, he still eats matzah. So that halacha applies even Bizman Abayas. So we don't have an extra ribuy Ba'erev Tochel Matzos to teach me that Bizman Azed is a mitzvah of matzah. So they hold matzah Bizman Azed Rabbanim. So what? So apparently what they're assuming is that if matzah Bizman Azed Rabbanim, and Bavur Zelo Marte Labashah Shesh Matzah Mor Munachim Lefanecha, there's a connection between Matzah and Sipri Yetzias Yitzrayim. So Sipri Yetzias Yitzrayim Bizman Hazeh must also only be the Rabbanan. And somehow, if Sipri Yetzias Yitzrayim is only the Rabbanan, a Suma can be motzi others in the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Yitzrayim. I haven't explained how, but that's the mechanism of the Gemara. Right? That once you say Matzah Bizman Hazeh the Rabbanan, it tells me that Sipri Yetzias Yitzrayim Bizman Hazeh is also the Rabbanan. And if Sipri Yetzias Yitzrayim is Drabbanan, then somehow Suma is Bechlal. Suma can be Motzi. Even if you follow Rav Acha bar Yaakov's drosha of Zezeh, even if you say Minat Torah, the Suma is Potter, but somehow if Matzah b'zman hazeh is Drabbanan, and Sipri Yetzias Yitzrayim is also Drabbanan, then the Suma can be Motzi. Mechlal Rav Acha bar Yaakov Sover, Matzah b'zman hazeh Daraisa. Rav Acha bar Yaakov says Suma is potter milomar Haggadah, and presumably he holds the Suma can't be motzi others in the Haggadah, so he must hold that Matzah b'zman hazeh is daraisa. And if it's daraisa, so then the Suma is potter. He's potter b'na Torah, so he can't be motzi. Ay v'ho Rav Acha bar Yaakov who domer Matzah b'zman hazeh d'rabbanan. He's the Mara de Shmaitzu who argues against Rava, who says that Ba'erev Tochel Matzos is used for something else. Rav Acha bar Yaakov assumes that Matzah b'zman hazeh is only the Rabbanan. So if he holds it's only the Rabbanan, so then a Suma should be able to be Motzi. Why we haven't fully described. Is the Suma Mechuyuv Midrabbanan? Can he be Motzi even if he's not a Mechuyuv Midrabbanan? But that's what the Gemara is saying, that if Matzah b'zman hazeh is the Rabbanan and Tzipi says is the Rabbanan, then the Suma can be Motzi. So if Rav Acha bar Yaakov holds that Matzah b'zman hazeh d'rabbanan, so why can't the Suma be motzi? He says he's potter milomar Haggadah, and the impression of the Gemara is that, according to him, the Suma can't be motzi others in the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Yitzrayim. So zok the Gemara, no, kasava kol d'tikun rabbanan ken d'raisa tikun. Even though Rav Acha bar Yaakov holds that Matzah b'zman hazeh d'rabbanan, but he says the Suma still can't be motzi. Because called a tikkun, Rabbanan can't derise a tikkun. Min haTorah, the Suma can't be motzi others. So called a tikkun, Rabbanan can't derise a tikkun. Even though Bizman Hazeh, Sipri Yetzias Yitzrayim might only be the Rabbanan, nevertheless, Rav Acha bar Yaakov holds that the Suma can't be motzi. Because called a tikkun, Rabbanan can't derise a tikkun. Ay, Rav Sheshes, Rav Yosef, Nami, Havadeh, called a tikkun, Rabbanan can't derise a tikkun. Why shouldn't they say kol b'tikin rabbanan can the raisa tikin as well? The suma shouldn't be able to be motzi. How would they motzi those b'nei bayis that were in their home? So sof the gemara hachi ashta bishlam ahasam midahavale lemichta b'neinu hu k'siv b'neinu zesh mamina prat l'sumin hu da'as. Avul hachi ilav bavur zeh my lichtof. In the case of Ben Sora Mora, what does it say? Beneinu said Ben Sora Mora, and in Hashem Abikoleinu, it could have said Beneinu who? Beneinu who? This son of ours, he is our son, and he's not listening to us. Doesn't have to say Beneinu Zeh. So the fact that it says Beneinu Zeh, that's a special extra word to teach me something, Prat L'sumen. But here, what does it say? Bavur Zeh, Os Hashem Li B'tzeisi Mi Mitzrayim. What's it supposed to say? Right? Ilav bavur zeh my lichtov. What's it going to say? Bavur zeh means bavur matzu mara. That's what it means. Right? So here it has to say bavur zeh. If it wants to specify, it could say bavur matzu mara, but the zeh is needed over here. In the case of Ben Sora Mara, the zeh is not needed. So because the zeh is not needed, so we darshan from that prat l'sumen. But you can't darshan a gzeira shava zeh zeh. The zeh over here is not miyuter, it's not extra. So if it's not extra, we don't have Gzera Shava. So if we don't have Gzera Shava, then the Sumas Chayev in Haggadah. Okay, this is the Shakel B'tai of the Gemara. The Gemara starts, it says Rav Acha Bar Yaakov holds that a Sumas Potter from Haggadah because of the Gzera Shava of Zezeh. Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes felt that Matzah B'zman HaZeh D'Rabbanan, Sipi Yitzir Tzayim B'zman HaZeh D'Rabbanan, so therefore the Suma can be Motzi the B'nai Bayis in the Haggadah. The Gemara suggested that Rav Acha Bar Yaakov held called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kenda Raisa Tikkun, and that's why even if Matzah B'zman HaZeh Rabbanan, the Suma still cannot be Motzi Esar Rabban B'dei Chavasan. And then the Gemara basically concludes that Mistama Rav Yosef, Rav Sheshes either deny called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kenda Raisa Tikkun, and they leave it at Matzah B'zman HaZeh D'Rabbanan, or they deny the Gzera Shava Mitchila. They deny the Gzera Shava Mitchila. And if they don't have a Gzera Shava, then clearly the Suma doesn't have a Ptur. So if he doesn't have a Ptur, then he'll be able to be Motzi his B'nai Bayis in the Haggadah. Okay, this is the Shaka V'Tai of the Gemara. There are many questions in this Gemara, as we sort of alluded to from the reading of the Gemara itself. But let's start with the beginning. The Gemara says that Rav Acha Bar Yaakov assumes that a Suma is potter from Haggadah because of the drosha. There's a drosha, zezeh. Now, the clear implication is that without the drosha, without the gzera shava of zezeh, of course a Suma would be chayev in Haggadah, right? Right, there's a drosha that comes to be memayit suma. You think the suma is chayiv, kamash malan, the suma is going to be pot. So the question is, why should I assume the suma is chayiv to begin with? Is the suma chayiv in mitzvahs? If the suma is potah for mitzvahs, so then I don't need Rav Acha Bar Yaakov's drosha. He's potah for mitzvahs anyway, so there's no need. So it would seem as though this gemara is assuming that suma is chayiv the mitzvahs. Now that's a machlokas tanoim. So it seems a little bit strange. Here Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, who's an Amora, seems to be taking a stand on a machlokas tanoim. What is this machlokas tanoim that I'm referring to? So the Gemara in Bava Kama quotes a machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, where the Rishum is chayv in mitzvahs. The Gemara, and the Pevava Medei says, Rabbi Huda Omer, Suma in Loboshes. Suma in Loboshes. You know, this Nezek, Tsar, Ribui, Sheves, and Boshes, someone who's Mazik, who's Chova B'Chaver, has Chayev different things. So one of the things he's Chayev is Boshes. So Suma in Loboshes. The din of Boshes doesn't apply to Suma. If Suma is Mevayesh Acherim, it's not going to be Chayev. But Kachaya Rabbi Huda Potem, Mechayev Egolios, Mechayev Malkios, Mechayev Mises Bezdin. Rabbi Huda Pater Suma from Chayve Golios, Chayve Malkios, and Chayve Mises Bezdin. And the Gemara brings different psukim for them. Later, there's a braisa, Tani Idach, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Suma in Loboshes, V'chein Hoya Rabbi Yehuda Potter, Mikol Dinim Shabbat Torah. Rabbi Yehuda would pater a Suma from Mol Dinim Shabbat Torah. all mishpatim, all dine mamanah shebe Torah. My time at Rabbi Yehuda, Markov, Shavtu Eida, Ben Amakov, and Gol Adam, Alam Mishpatim, Ho'ele, Kol Sheyeshna, Bemakov, Gol Adam, Yeshna, Bemishpatim. Kol Sheyeshna, Bemakov, Gol Adam, Eino, Bemishpatim. Rabbi Yehuda basically excludes Suma from a lot of the halachas of the Torah. First, he excludes him from Chayvei Malkios and Chayvei Golios and Chayvei Mises Bezdin. And then he excludes him from Mishpatim as well, because if he's not Shayach to Gol Adam, he's not Chayev Mises Bezdin, he doesn't have a Chi of Golos. If he has a Chi of Golos, then the Gol Adam can get him. No Chi of Golos. He's Potter from Chayvei Malkios, there's no Makkah. So there's no Mishpatim either. We compare Makkah Gol Adam to Mishpatim. Finally, Tanya Yidach, Rabbi Yehuda Amr Sumay Labosh, Zechinoya, Rabbi Yehuda Potter, Mikol Mitzvah Samurais Batara. Rabbi Yehuda not only parted the Summa from Chayvei Malkias and Goloyos and Mises Bezdin and Mishpatim, but from Mitzvahs as well. Amr Rav Shisha Breid Rav Idi, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, Amr Kroa, Ve'ela Mitzvahs HaChukim VaMishpatim, Kol Sheyeshna B'Mishpatim, Yeshna B'Mitzvahs HaChukim, Kol Sheyeshna B'Mishpatim, Eina B'Mitzvahs HaChukim. Mamash, a connection. Rabbi Yehuda puts all of these in Yonim together. He puts Chayvei Malkios and Chayvei Golios and Chayvei Mises Bezdin, Mishpatim and Mitzvahs as well. Someone who's shy to all these other halachas is shy to Mitzvahs, and someone who's not shy to the other halachas is not shy to Mitzvahs either. Rabbi Yehuda holds a Summa is Potter Min HaMitzvahs. He's Potter Min HaMitzvahs. So the question is, why does Rav Acha Bar Yaakov need a Gzeres Shava to Potter a Summa from Haggadah? According to Rabbi Yehuda, Assume is part of a mitzvah anyway, so he's not chayiv in Haggadah b'chalal. Of course he can't be motzi his b'nei bayis in the Haggadah. He's part of a mitzvah. So comes the Mordechai in the Masechta Megillah, and he answers, maybe from this Gemara is a raya to the Chachamim, that the Halach is like the Chachamim. There's a machlokas a Rishonim, had a paskin. You know, we would think, Yochev, Rav, Malach, like a Rabbim, of course the Assume is chayiv in mitzvah. But it's not so pashut. There are some Rishonim, the paskin, like Rabbi Yehuda. For different reasons. So comes the Mordechai and says, it makes sense that we paskin like the Chachamim who are Machayev Summa. This is the famous Mordechai that we've addressed, we've had other times. Nishal Harav Tuvia, Rabbeinu Tuvia Mivina. Rabbeinu Tuvia Mivina was asked, Eich Sagya Nohar Poter Banavu B'nei Beso Mikirish. If you have a blind person, he comes home, he makes kiddush for his whole family. How does he do that? If a sumah is potter min hametzus, how does he do that? The whole of Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar sumah potter min hametzus, parakal chovelim keilim, achayev elam midrabanan, ve'echi yosi midrabanan, umafik daraisa. So he already threw something in here. He said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's chayev midrabanan, he doesn't have a chi of daraisa, so how can he potter those who have a chi of daraisa? We didn't even see that chi of darabanan. Rabbi Yehuda says that he's potter min hametzus. So how can a Summa be motzi bonavu b'nei beisu b'kiddush if he's potter min hametzus? So there's a long discussion in the Mordechai, but at the end he says, v'od yesh lomar gabihai saginor, d'chayev midoraisa, v'kayim lan k'Rabbi Meir. He says, he thinks we paskin like Rabbi Meir, against Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir is the Deah HaFolekes. He says, it makes a lot of sense that we paskin the Summa's chayev b'mitzus, and that's going to answer the kasha. Kasha is, how can a summa pater banavu b'nei beso b'kiddush, he's not chayiv in mitzvahs? The answer is, he is chayiv in mitzvahs. He's chayiv in a Torah in mitzvahs, no different than any other Yisra. He says, now bring you a raya, he says, at the very end of that Mordechai. What's the raya? V'od mistabra d'hocha lochak Rabbi Meir, the kaimi, Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Rav Sheshes, Rav Yosef Kavasei. The whole discussion of the Amoraim here in Sochim and Kufta Zayin, whether Asuma is Chayiv Bahagada or not Chayiv Bahagada, they're all assuming, like Rabbi Meir, they're assuming Asuma is Chayiv in mitzvahs in general. The Shaila is Matzah Bismana Zeh Rabbanan? Do we say called the Tikkun Rabbanan can deraisa Tikkun? But the point of departure is that we assume, of course, Asuma is Chayiv in mitzvahs, he's no different than any other Yisrael. So now the question is, do we say that the Xereshav of Zezeh comes to exclude Suma from Haggadah? Even if the Summa is Chayiv in mitzvahs in general, but from Haggadah he's going to be Nismai. So Zokta Mordechai, it sounds like, from the whole discussion of the Amoraim and HaGemara, that the Halach is like the Chachamim, the Halach is that the Summa is Chayiv in mitzvahs. The Hasam Lopota Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Summa, Elam Yishum Dechziv Bavur Zeh, Demina Darish, the Summa Pota, Milomar Haggadah. Miu, says the Mordechai, maybe the Raya is not such a good Raya. Miu shiny hasam de midrabana nami potter. Miu shiny hasam de midrabana nami potter. Avogav de islay matzav ismanazed rabana. The big dayesha changes the girsi. Miu shiny hasam de midrabana nami potter. Avogav de islay matzav ismanazed rabana. The isa so perikav ipsach. What's the Mordechai saying? Even though Rav Acha bar Yaakov holds that matzav ismanazed rabana. Matzav is manazed rabbanan. He's trying to show that the suma is potter even midrabbanan. Shiny osam to midrabbanan nami potter. What's he saying? He seems to be saying that Rav Achabar Yaakov's gzera shava is not a real gzera shava. Meaning, even if he were going aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, even if he were assuming that a suma really is potter min haTorah for mitzvahs. Even if he's potter in a Torah for mitzvahs, midrabbanan, maybe he still should be chayev in mitzvahs. Sopter v'achar bar Yaakov. But this gzeira shava is like an asmachta ba'alma. Chazal have this asmachta ba'alma to say that even though Rabbi Yehuda himself would be mechayev asuma mitzvahs midrabbanan, but by Haggadah he's going to be potter legamri. By Haggadah he's not chayev even midrabbanan. It's not a real gzera shava. It's not a real gzera sakasim. It's like an asmachta ba'alma that Chazal say that the summa is potter lagamri. Rabbi Yehuda would say a summa midrabbanan is chayv in mitzvahs. Even if minat Torah is not chayv midrabbanan, he is. Sakter v'achar bar Yaakov. But there's this drasha, a drasha's Chazal and asmachta ba'alma to pater him even midrabbanan. So according to this, there's no raya. Right? We thought, the Mordechai thought there's a raya that summa must be chayiv and mitzvahs min haTorah, because if he's not chayiv and mitzvahs, what do you need gzera shava to pater him? He's pater anyway. So comes the Mordechai and says, no, maybe what the gzera shava is doing is it's really just an asmachta ba'alma. It's saying that even aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, that a suma is pater min haTorah for mitzvahs, he's still chayiv midrabbanan, Dr. Vacha bar Yaakov, but I have a drasha. There's a drasha. Drasha's Chazal, even though it's not a drasha gemura, it's not a drasha daraisa. It's talking about the rabbanans here. But there is a drasha. There's some smuch in lekach to say that maybe that chi of midrabbanan doesn't apply to a suma legabe hagodah. Clearly, the second day in the Mordechai, which really is what the Mordechai is assuming throughout, he chips away. Right, Rabbi Yehuda Shita that Summa is Potter min haMitzvahs, he chipped away a little bit. He said, maybe on a Daraisa level, Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Summa is Potter for Mitzvahs. Midrabbanan, it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda would say he's still Chayiv in Mitzvahs. Where does he get that from? Where does he get that idea from? That idea allows him to say that maybe this whole drasha is only a drasha Drabbanan, it's an Asmachta Ba'alma, it's coming to Potter the Summa even from that Drabbanan level Chiyuv. Where does he get that from? So, Yitz Hashem, tomorrow we'll have to look at Tosis and Bava Kama. We'll look at some of the other Mefarshim. We'll discuss this Machlokas Tanoim, that if Suma is Potter Min HaMitzvahs, what does that mean? Does that mean he's Potter Lagamri? Does that mean he's Potter on a Daraisa level? But maybe he still has a chi of Drabbanan. What's that based on? Okay, we'll stop here with the Gemara Shir. I'd just like to add a little bit of Halacha.